We're good.
Good?
Yep.
All right, July 25th, it is 5:40. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order and get started for this evening. As always, we'll go ahead and start with a moment of silence. Thank you. All right, no one here from the public, so we can skip the public comment section. We'll go ahead and start. Sherry's not here tonight, so we don't have the secretary's report. But we do have the minutes from the last meeting. If you want to take a look at the minutes from last month, review those for a moment, and then we'll go ahead and call for a vote to approve those. Oh, I didn't give you those?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Any questions on the meeting or on the minutes from last month, from June 27th? All right. And motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Treasurer report.
All right. The is there. We'll go through the Excel's. Summary there, we started the month at $8,300, finished the month at $6,300. We had the checking account and the savings account. In the checking account, we had a total of $5,150 put into the account, of which $4,000 was a transfer out of its deposit account into the checking account, plus three checks from board members. And Chris, I know you have a second check out there that I was supposed to get you an address and I didn't get that to you. We have one outgoing payment to Strong Point. $3,125. I've made it. That's the second installment to them. I've made a third installment to them in the month of July, and I have some deposit checks from Sherry to put into the account, so they'll be reflected at the end of July. But again, at the end of June, we had $5,300 in the checking account and $1,000 in the savings account. And the savings account is the account that will be used for putting the money in to pay the pay the USDA loan interest component due, I think, September 1st. Statement. And then you have the WSFS bank statements for the end of June.
I know for the Strong Point survey.
Yes.
I know I got mine.
Yes.
And then when's the end date for that one?
And Pat's email that went out was Patrick's email that went out was asking for a 2-week turnaround.
Right.
So
okay.
It went out last Friday. Actually, I got three.
Well, that's because I had to resend it because, Sue's probably gonna have to take that on because I said she's like, I mean, I have to do it through Outlook. What I didn't realize is you can only do 500.
Pop.
So that's why I kept couldn't figure out why it wasn't going through. So, yeah. And I had no other means to do it. And I created a do not reply account only because I didn't want to get 500 replies from people.
Correct.
Oh, so every time somebody replies to a survey, you're getting a response?
Well, like when I send it out, like I'll be honest with you. When I send the ones out to the parents,
mm-hmm.
I just cringe because I will sit there and I'll just watch my email.
And
I'll come in and there'll just be little questions here or there, and it'll take me 3 hours to go
just
through
that.
Everything. Yeah, just but that's part of the job since we gotta get.
How many do we end up with, you know? How many contacts?
There was a
thousand
plus, yeah.
Okay.
So I do know people have gotten it because some of my family members have asked. So
yeah, I got mine to my home address and replied to through mine.
So please communicate out there, just to fill it out, get it in there. I put a phone call into them yesterday to let them know that Patrick had sent that out on Friday. It's live. If you have any issues, give me a holler. I'll follow up with them to see how things are going and what they've got
there.
So they get the responses, right? We're not, you're not getting responses when people fill out the survey, or?
No, because automatically okay. goes to the do not reply account.
Okay.
So we.
So the submit button on the bottom of the survey through SurveyMonkey, the people at StrongPoint have access to
yes.
that
yes.
data that comes
yes.
in.
Correct.
And they're compiling
yes.
a database for us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll show you. SurveyMonkey does a nice job. There's a lot of stuff you can do for free to Google nowadays.
Well, even the SurveyMonkey that they use, it's free up into 100
questions.
Entries.
Yeah,
so
like
$200 or something a year for SurveyMonkey.
Yeah,
year.
It's
I think it's cheaper now.
It's free, but on a very small scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's out there. Thank you for pointing it out there. Chris, I forgot about that. That's sitting there, but yes. So ideally, I will follow up with StrongPoint again tomorrow and by Friday to see how things are going.
Are they claiming that they are still going to be meeting the timeline that they initially gave us?
No, Christ, no. We're
well, I know the dates themselves obviously are not accurate,
yeah.
but the time as far as how long each particular task
yes,
is going
to
take.
They're still holding to the, so if they say it's going to take okay. 3 weeks to do this, it would be 3 weeks. I mean, the fact that we thought this would go live
the,
3 months
the
ago.
The start point has yeah. shifted. Okay.
Yes, I will make sure that they adhere to that.
Dawn, I'm drawing a blank on Donor Perfect.
What about it?
The
software that, yeah, it wasn't here for that.
He's got you down for Dawn, Donor Perfect.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed the last two board meetings. I gave Scott the information that I looked at on them. They do seem, there's probably about 12 different software platforms that you can use for that. Donor Perfect is one of them that, I guess there was maybe the top five, and they were among the top five, so it seemed to work. But this is the platform that StrongPoint was favoring. So based on that, I told Scott, I see no reason why we should go with any of them. If StrongPoint liked Donor Perfect, then we should just say, okay, go with it. They were all roughly the same price. I think that was the variable that we really wanted to look into.
That won't come into
price.
Play until we start.
Later on getting.
Later
right.
on,
yes.
We have to get the survey calculated, do the focus groups, and then it comes into play after that period of time.
Right.
They've got the database of names, and to me that can go into the database for people say I don't want to be bothered, we can yank them out and here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And we can start point, then we can scrub it a little bit and then go from there.
Okay.
So the main objective of the surveys and what they're going to use that information for is essentially creating our story, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so I have to look back at the timeline again and see, get more familiar with the timing of where we are. I know we're in the very, very beginning, but I'm hoping by September, October, is that too aggressive thinking that we would have a story by then? Because
I would think that would be a period of time that we should be targeting for this period of
okay.
time. Because you do this, then we do the focus groups, and we'll do that. With conjunction with the focus groups going after and seeing if we can get the two or three people that
right.
we've kicked around to be the chair, the capital campaign chair, and open up the doors for a more nationwide
right. okay.
campaign.
Makes sense.
All right, coming up, you got the finance report?
Yes. Okay, so you can see the narrative. We were at 125 above the planned budget. Pretty much expenditures. We have spent 101.70 of what we said. Summer accruals are estimated at 321. With carryover, the wins, of course, you can see the 365, that's misleading because 321 of that is summer encumbrance. So I forget what ARLs, what is that, what is that expense line that you carry over? Because all your bills from 2017 fiscal year are not in.
The accrual? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that has lowered now our revised budget above the plan to 40,000. Okay, you can see that in the wins. 60 days cash target at the end of fiscal year 2018 is 692, which includes summer encumbrance. As he says, the snapshot revenue is continuously changing, growing, and shrinking. I'll talk about that when I talk about enrollment. Talk about the staff, you know, moved it up 5%. Of course, that put a little dent into it. And of course, that includes 125 for Longwood. And it's also estimated 200,000 for our federal grant funding, which has already all been submitted. We're just waiting to hear back to go over it. And then it goes into the deficit looking for the 2018, fiscal year 2018. That's pretty much it. Again, that's fluid because that's based on just over 400 cadets. We're at 415 right now. So that has to be done.
415.
What's that?
It's at 415, wow.
Yeah.
So keep in mind with the budget, we talk about this, you know, it's hard to look at it. But, you know, you can look at DAPS. They have 37 employees, 275 students.
Not even.
We're going to have 35 employees this year with 415 students. Yeah. So we are super lean. And we're still coming out short. So I don't know what to say. Now I'm sure from what's projected and what will occur, as you can see, we have a tendency to save money during the course of the year because we really don't spend. But again, it's just one of those things that's forecast that we have to look at. And again, that's also, we talked about that, that's also considering that we'll have a 300 and some summer accrual at the end. That is not included in all those figures, that's there.
So what do they have, a lot of empty rooms? 260 kids and they have 35?
37,
and we have 415, and
well, you got to understand, there's a lot of our people do more than one thing.
Yeah,
that's why it's just that. Well, you're always going to do more than one thing, but like, I use Cassandra and Arles in the hallways and in the cafeteria, and all kind of different areas where in another school you wouldn't see that.
Yeah,
right.
So that's, you know, that makes it hard on them. And that's just where it's at. So, yeah, we'll see how everything comes in. When he comes back, I'll have him run the units and see where everything's at. So, that's pretty much it.
What can we do better for, I know it's on the RL before, like for the cafeteria, where it seems like you're getting stiffed a lot by the parents. I know you had a lot of it at the end of the school year.
That's
is that something that I know you can't really be a pain to the parents because you're like, you know, but we had a huge difference, I think, didn't you? Have like 70,000? It's come down over summer.
It's come down, and people were trying. We talked to them, you know. Hopefully the economy is improving, but you know, I'm talking to the parents the last couple of years, they're hurting.
Are they just not filling out that the assistance program enough for us, or are we getting that?
We've been on about that, but it's tough out there. And because we don't have a cafeteria, which we agreed before the school opened, that was another $250,000 expense that we couldn't afford. You know, we're asking them to pay a lot more per lunch and breakfast, which is a little bit steeper. And I asked Charles to keep it down and do what we can. That's the hard part. We'll see this year. You know, as the years go, you'll be able to see. I mean, yeah, so.
Jenny, do you have anything for CBOC?
I do. Pretty much the narrative is what...
Do we need to approve the
reports?
Yes,
we do.
Oh, yes.
The web report, yeah. Which is...
Oh, well, then let me go over that service agreement that Arles included in there. Did everybody pick up that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's with POX.
Yeah, POX. So that's the service agreement with POX. As you know, they are assisting. Hopefully, that is as we grow, and the goal is that you know, they did a lot for us this year and correcting a lot of things that occurred during our first year with Innovative Schools. So this year, this is a more realistic. Our goal then is to slowly, as the years come, move away as our people become more educated, because they're teaching our people, and the whole point is that they get off as we can hire more staff. So they will also be picking up, I think, Falcassen was doing, we paid them $13,000 last year to do some type of taxes and stuff.
990.
Yeah, and all that stuff. They're going to start, they'll take this over for us too.
POX will.
Yeah, that's good. So that's all incorporated. So it's and our stuff's all at the part.
Patrick, off the top of your head, what did we pay them last school year?
$20,000.
$20,000, so it's an increase of $6,000, but it's...
It is, but what happened was they didn't realize how much work... They didn't realize how everything was. What they were handed from IS was... they were shocked.
But it also takes into account doing some of the taxation stuff that Falcassen was doing.
Correct,
anyway,
so correct.
And the web report?
The web report. And for the month ending on June 17th, this will close out the fiscal year. You see all funds totaling 4.251. And all expenditures are 3975. So, and again, we have a few things that slowly through the years. Transportation, we're only adding one route this year, but we will not see what we're going to really get from transportation until we get to 500 students. We're hoping that we don't have to add more any more routes. That our student drivers will pick it up, and that'll save us some money there.
Oh, I did see that. You said that was the kids can buy a parking pass this year, I saw.
Correct. Professional services, we elected to do our floors ourselves, so we took our part-time staff, and they did all the stuff. But they've been busy doing all the floors in the school, which is a lot of ground, so we have to pick up other areas. Plus, we have some cadets come in and volunteer. That's pretty much it.
All right, if no questions on the web report, a motion to approve the web report.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And Jim, just get back. We need to approve your treasurer report, don't we?
I think the answer to that is yes.
So step back real quick just to from Jim's web report, motion to approve his web report, or I'm sorry, Jim's finance report, secondary report for that.
Motion.
And second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Jen for the CBOC.
All right, so we had a meeting on 7/13/17, St. Michael's. It was myself, Mr. Berg, Arles, Renee, which is a parent, Scott, who's a GM at Lennox Tractor, Dick Riggs, who's our rep from DOE, and Scott Kidner, the board president. So called the meeting to order about 1:05, and then Arles reviewed the narrative. Zay's in attendance reviewed the budget report as of June 30th, 2017. I just listed highlights because this gets posted on the website and the narrative doesn't. So basically it's the same stuff that we just read, or actually come out read from the narrative. And any concerns that there were some line concerns, but Arles advised, you know, due to not knowing exactly what we were expenses that came up unexpectedly, it would throw the lines out of whack, which I understand that from doing the same type of work. So just making sure that next year, like knowing what, you know, to expect for the fiscal year 18, we get a better understanding, but sometimes things do come up that you don't expect certain expenses. So Arles reviewed the preliminary budget for fiscal year 18. There were a few concerns from members of CBOC with different line items, just categorizing them differently. So we noted them, and then Arles was supposed to make those changes for the next one. Just making, I told him I'd give him some if he needed more categories, because Scott wanted to see it more broken down and not too generalized in some of the areas, which is what I'd be concerned with as well. Jim Berg addressed the outside WSFIS account, and there were no concerns there. We decided on monthly CBOC meetings, so we'll be doing those monthly, and September 14th, October 12th, November 9th, and December 14th, 2017 will be our next meetings.
When's the next one?
September 14th.
At 1 o'clock again?
They're always at 1, yes.
What were the others?
September, October, November, and December. Okay. Because we're not having an August one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. I was figuring something like that. But and then it ended about 2:10.
All right, anything else for CBOC?
That is it.
All right, coming up.
Okay, I do gotta ask that we go into executive for number two, which will be at the end. We have two appointments, resignations for the staff.
Okay. Back from executive session to 18:20. So we need a vote to accept from executive session, the appointment resignation from the two staff members, and motion to accept.
Accept.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. All right. Last couple things. Comment anything for academic, or I think we covered everything?
Now just the camps, the STEM is going to be good. We're going in the right direction. We just have to keep, you know, we have a lot of challenges ahead, and we just, you know, we have to go forward and meet them. That's all.
What's the plan for where you having the kids park this year? I saw for the parking permits. Are they parking them like in back here or something? Or
no, we'll park here. I tell the staff to park out. And I tell the St. Michael's staff to park at St. Michael's, mm-hmm. and I tell the Morrell staff to park over there, and Drexel park behind. We built a parking lot back here for like 8 cars. Tell the kids to take this one up here.
Have any of the seniors started buying parking passes yet, or?
Yeah, that's, trust me, high school seniors, that's the last thing they're thinking of at the end of the year, so.
And yours is cheap, too.
It's true.
I think yours is only like, what, 10 bucks, 20 bucks?
Yeah, it's.
That was cheap. I was surprised. Oh my God!
Well, you guys, you gotta, you know,
I was used to like at St. Mark's. I think I had to pay like $50 a year, or whatever, for my daughter to drive there or whatever it was. I'm like, I saw $10. I'm like, oh crap! I'll buy that now.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, by them driving in the long run, it saves us money.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage as many to drive as possible.
And as the year goes on, if you do need some parking space, and you have some cash for some crush and run or some stone or something, just let me know, because I can come up and we'll push it out and lay it in and make some parking area for relatively cheap.
Well, see, the building's going there. Parking lot will be right next to it. So
I mean, you know, you base, you know what I mean? You yep. start excavate it out and put the fill dirt and stone in. So.
That's what we did behind here. We took the crush and run that was out here, put it back and made it like the grass section back here. That's what he did. And that's the goal, just to run it all the way down, or everybody can nose in.
And nose in, yeah. So.
All right, Dawn, any for communications and recruiting?
Not much. I'm kind of out of the loop a little bit. I have an interest in speaking with or possibly meeting with the gentleman. I can't remember his name. With StrongPoint, the head of the thing, because I have some questions. I don't have them with me, but they definitely relate to things that I can possibly do to help, maybe along the way with creating the story for this school. I think it's going to be key with the capital campaign to start getting this message out, like, now. And we need to incorporate our social media contacts in that. It's crucial. And I want to know from him what I could be doing right now prior to that story being made to start beefing up our social media presence. I have the Hootsuite program. I've got the accounts that have already been created are all synced into that Hootsuite program. But really the only platform that's being used continuously is Facebook. And that's kind of up and down, up and down. And right now we're at a low point as far as users and people who are paying attention to Facebook. But, you know, we have five different social media accounts and are not being used. So I'm interested in speaking with him to find out what his ideas might be. I have a hard time believing that there's nothing that we can do right now just because we don't have the full story developed. So if you could just send me his information via email, that would be great.
So I always see the Instagram is what I usually see first. That's what I always see. Instagram
and Facebook's photos, Facebook, definitely all the information for the school.
I'm never on Twitter, so I couldn't tell you if there's anything on there or not for that.
Pinterest, I mean, I go on every now and then. You know, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are not, but I just think there's a lot of consolidation.
You have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest.
Twitter and Pinterest.
Okay.
Facebook is going to be the most used as far as people getting to it. Easiest
it is. If you, some kids say that Facebook is for old people.
My boy doesn't have any social media stuff.
I knew it was bad.
Snapchat. Well, even more than Instagram.
Snapchat's huge.
So that tells you that I don't have a Facebook account.
Snapchat. Well, they're a whole series.
Can you make a, like a group account, whatever it's called?
I don't even know how that would work. I can't figure Snapchat.
There are aspects of that, like Snapchat is a great app.
From my point of view, I know what the kids use it for, but
there are a lot of concerns there.
Quick videos and they go away.
Yeah. Well. Do they really go away? Is the question. Nothing ever goes away. Once it's on the web, it's there forever. But anyway, I just think there's more that we can be doing, and I want to push forward with whatever is possible without straying from whatever they have in mind. So that's that. The only other thing I was going to touch on is the board website. So there have been a couple of changes that have been made that I'm happy to say Mr. Riggs is finally happy. It took me driving to his house in Newark.
Really?
Sitting at the table with him, and it was a matter of there was replicated information on the school site that was not being kept up with. So everything on the board site was up to date, but he didn't have access to that. It wasn't where he thought it would be. Where he thought it should be.
So it was all there, he didn't know where to find it.
It was there, he didn't know how to find it. And I showed him, and what he told me was, across the global navigation for the school site, where it says board, you should click on that, and it should go directly to the information that we're looking for. So what I did was I relinked that. I talked to the company who's in the web host, and I had them relink it directly to the page with the meetings information. So there's no confusion. We can revisit that. I need to talk to the people who actually work on the school site to find out, is there some other way we can do this? Because it looked like the school site was pulling information from the board site, but it was not. So I'm not sure exactly how that was programmed.
So we try to keep it up, but again, our staff
right,
is limited.
Right.
So, but I mean, if you ever wanted to just transfer that, I mean, the thing about it is we can give you access to just mess with the board thing, and you can make, the thing about our site is it's already paid for, and you can create as many pages as you want.
Right.
Right underneath that board thing without, I don't know, I think the program you use now costs money.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't cost money. The only cost associated with it right now is for the URL. We have to purchase the domain name. So, and I've been paying that like $30 a year, which is nothing, just to maintain that. As far as changes to the site, they're pretty specific what is allowed without charge. So what is there, it's already been paid for. The site itself in its entirety, they will allow minimal changes. So for what it's worth, it works. All the information's there. We have a portal. I now have that board tab on the global navigation directed straight to where Mr. Riggs wants it to go. So if you or someone at the school wants that to change, then we need to figure something out. But for now, yeah,
that's always been that you guys wanted that, so that's it's your choice.
Right.
It's your call.
Okay. So if it's not broke,
don't fix it.
So we'll just keep on doing things the way we've been doing them, and that has been resolved. And what I had mentioned here in the report is just some changes that I've made. And that's about it. And we're compliant with DOE, so I don't think we'll have any more problems with Department of Education reports stating that we're out of compliance.
Anything for facilities?
No, I think we're pretty good. Like I said, it's just just letting you know, doing the rooms and with the teachers, we are now out of space. So, if we don't do something by the beginning of next year, we gotta figure something else out. Trailers, whatnot, of course they're expensive. We are to the point where we're gonna have to take C-Wing and divvy it up and split it in half. And then we're going to, the boardroom, by the way, is gonna be used as a classroom this year. That's just gonna have to happen. And I also have, one other room, 1, 2, 3, and then if it comes to it, I have to use this as a classroom. You know, the only problem with that is that public meeting space goes away, because you really don't want people having their personal stuff and giving people access to it. So that is something, that's just reality where we're at right now, folks. So.
Did he get you the signs for the Oak Horse to put up there yet?
I think we've already given those to Ken Signs, and they're supposed to make them.
Does he need help painting? I know you talk about Massengill. Talk about painting the walls there, like the one was going to say FSMA or.
The problem is all that went to the wayside because there's so much he had to do
this summer
to get the rooms and everything ready for school to start. So I suspect once that's done, that he'll have more time.
I'd say if you just put out the call to the parents again, see if they want to come back out, the ones who built it.
Well, the air conditioning thing threw us for a loop. That was an extra $30,000 that wasn't expected.
These things are not cheap.
Yeah. So that's about it.
Right. Jim, anything from you?
No.
Sir? Jen?
Nothing.
Dawn? All right. No one has anything else, and we'll call the meeting to order and be done for the evening. And it's 6:35.